Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. Rhonda McDaniel is supposed to join us in this hour. We'll get a chance to visit with her, a little preview of the State of the Union. I'm going to be honest with you. I think there might be a surprise somewhere in here. I don't know if it will be state of emergency. I don't know what exactly it will be, but I just sense there might be a surprise somewhere in this speech tonight. We'll all obviously find out together. Okay. The ratings are in, as we suspected and mentioned, I guess, yesterday on the show. Super Bowl ratings hit a 10-year low. More people watch exciting football games. Fewer people watch boring ones. And Sundays was a clunker. Yeah. According to Dominic Patton of Deadline.com, the nationwide overnight rating of 44.9 becomes the lowest since Super Bowl 43 between the Steelers and the Cardinals. It's also a 5.2% ratings decline from last year's game. The five highest Super Bowls in ratings were Super Bowl, what would this be? Well, I don't even know. I'm not a big Roman numeral guy. But 49.7, 49.0, 48.8, 47.9, and this 44.9, the lowest Super Bowl ratings in 10 years. Anybody surprised, by the way? I'm not surprised. Like so many people that just hate the Patriots. Yeah, they just hate the Patriots. And the other thing is, a lot of people, myself included, that felt that the Rams walked out on St. Louis. That's an easy one. By the way, Rhonda McDaniel will join us 11:30. She'll join us at 11:30. And we'll find out what this speech is going to be all about. I want to get back to what happened on the floor of the United States Senate last night. Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska. And if you watch the video of this, it's something that I've seen maybe 1,000 times. Maybe it might be of interest to you. But a senator gets up and asks unanimous consent that a bill be read a third time and passed. Okay? Well, the bill that he was trying to pass by unanimous consent was the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It would ban infanticide. Period. It would ban infanticide, much as Governor Ralph Northam has been talking about. What he's talking about is infanticide. And there's just no other way to describe it other than it is killing, not the unborn, but killing a born baby that might be crying. And we heard what Ralph Northam, the current governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, said. Hey, we'll take it. We'll keep it warm. We'll keep it comfortable. And then we'll decide what to do. We'll talk about it with the mother and the doctor. What do you think? What do you think they're going to be talking about? Whether or not to breastfeed? No, they're going to be talking about whether to kill the baby. So Ben Sasse gave the United States Senate, all 100 members, an opportunity to side with not just the unborn, but the born. This notion that you can kill a born baby. What it amounts to is infanticide. And this bill would have banned infanticide. It would have made it murder. And I'm going to tell you something. Ben Sasse is right, and Democrats in the United States Senate are wrong. The unanimous consent decree was objected to, and so the motion failed. The way he put it, Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the Committee on the Judiciary be discharged from further consideration of Senate Bill 130 and that the Senate should proceed to the immediate consideration of that. I ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered for a third time and passed and that the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table. A Democrat, we don't know who exactly, but probably a member of leadership, objected. You know what that tells me? The Democrats didn't want a voice vote or any kind of vote on that measure. So they essentially killed the bill. That's wrong. What the Democrat Party just did late yesterday afternoon, our time, was they just legalized the killing of a born baby. They legalized it. And for any reason whatsoever. And this all goes back to Ralph Northam. Now, Mia Love is a former congresswoman and was on CNN last night. She's a talking head for CNN now. It's amazing how these, even Republicans, can get kicked out of office and then resurface on CNN. Let's go to cut three. This is Mia Love, former congresswoman. And this is her reaction to the Ralph Northam defense which makes a lot of sense. And by the way, it's one of the few times you'll see that Mia Love and Angela Rye will agree. Now, this is bizarre. They actually agree. This was Mia Love. This is cut three, by the way. This was Mia Love last night on CNN.
This is the type of behavior that everyone needs to bind together and say, we are not accepting this. I've got friends in the Congressional Black Caucus that are saying this is absolutely unacceptable. This is not, he should resign. I was already upset with him because of his abortion policies, the third trimester of policies. To me, the problem that this governor has is contempt. He has no value for human life. He has no value for people of diversity, of people of color, because what he should have done is own what he did. And I think it would have been over. He could have said, hey, I was 25. My brain wasn't fully developed yet. I don't know. Apologize. Do something. But the fact that he's saying, OK, I'm apologizing, and then comes back and says, well, I'm not really sure if that was me. It's pretty significant. That's a significant picture to not realize whether that's you in the picture or not.
Now, getting back just for a moment, in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you what one national group is up to. And it's up to no good. But it's up to no good all across the country. They are urging people to take to the streets in New York City, to Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, Honolulu, Houston, L.A., Philly, San Francisco, Seattle. Who exactly is advocating that people take to the streets? We'll tell you who coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. State of the Union Address Tuesday. What's not to like about that as we continue live and local now?
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls, shall we? A lot of you lined up. A lot of you want to talk about the State of the Union tonight, what you expect. That's okay. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Cyrus in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. I can hear you great. What's up?
Good, good. We really need to confront our politicians to know how this mass legal and illegal immigration is benefiting Las Vegas. I think the elephant in the room is the culinary union, the casinos that hire them disproportionately over native-born Americans. This is radically affecting our votes, our election, our culture. When can we fight for merit-based immigration reform? Because I think that's the heart of our problem.
Well, remember, merit-based immigration was a part of the four-legged stool that the president, remember that it was kind of a photo op that turned into an hour-long dissertation with the president holding court with Chuck and Nancy. This was the one where he offered not 800,000 paths to citizenship for Dreamers and DACA folks, but 1.8 million. And part of it was going to a merit-based immigration program where we eliminate the visa lottery. Chain migration.
Chain migration.
Exactly. The
politicians, particularly on the Democrats, they don't tell us like how this immigration is a net benefit to our economy. You know, that they pay more taxes than take out. I confront Dina Titus, all these people, they just run away. I mean, they just think they have the right to come in regardless of what impacts they have, and they just have the right to be here. The Jackie Rosens of the world. I mean, this is horrible. Immigration has been the largest concern I've had living here in Las Vegas, and I'm the most vocal advocate about it. And I'm going to the Grand Sawyer building right now.
To do what?
Well, to put American citizens first. I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, they probably want to expand resources for them, particularly non-citizens. We're number 3 in non-citizen population. This is a thing. We're number 5 in foreign-born population. How could this state in the middle of the desert get these kind of rankings?
Well, it's living close to the border. I will tell you, you're not the only one taken to the streets. A group calling itself, and this is amazing. There is a group out there called RefuseFascism.org. Look them up. It is a flaming left-wing organization. And the headline of the release that they sent out yesterday, nationwide street protests of Trump's State of the Union address demand Trump / Pence must go. And they're going to be in major cities later this afternoon and this evening. In New York City at 8 o'clock tonight, they're going to be at Columbus Circle. Atlanta at 5:30 Eastern. Moreland Avenue and Freedom Parkway. Boston, Park Street Station upstairs. State and Jackson in Chicago. And at 5:30, they're going to march to Trump Tower in Chicago. Philly, San Francisco, Seattle. And this is refusefascism.org. I urge you to check them out. Not that I'm trying to sell their website, but because these are the people that are resisting. And these are the people that must be stopped. Now, they'll be stopping traffic tonight, I'm sure, around the country. Before and during and probably after the State of the Union. It just it's the way they do things. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. That's how this whole thing gets started when people on the left take to the streets. Now, I wonder if Refuse Fascism has taken some form of opinion on this Ralph Northam thing in Virginia, or the lieutenant governor who would succeed Ralph Northam, except he's got a sexual assault allegation hanging over his head. And the double standard that Democrats like to use, if it's Brett Kavanaugh, the woman must be believed. Oh, but if it's a Democrat, well, we need more information. We need to study this thing a little more. That's what it comes down to. Coming up in the program, Ronna Romney McDaniel will join us. She is the chair of the Republican National Committee, the RNC. And we'll find out what she thinks. I saw her on with Maria Bartiromo like way early this morning, Oh Dark 30. And she was talking about how the president is going to try and bring America together. Choosing greatness, I think, is going to be the theme of the speech. We'll see what Ronna McDaniel says. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is Tuesday, State of the Union Tuesday. Live and local now. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, that point the cannon at you. No, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sasha. It ain't me. It ain't me.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indian Wells. I just absolutely love it because... One of the things we do is you get a chance to see somebody on with Maria Bartiromo early in the morning, and then you get a chance to talk to her yourself. That's what Ronna McDaniel's been doing all day, talking about the State of the Union coming up tonight. Ronna, it's so great to have you with us here in Nevada. Thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Well, thanks for having me. I always love being on your show.
Ronna, let me ask you. I know you were on with Maria Bartiromo previewing the State of the Union. One of the things I think that you implied was that the president's going to try and bring us all together. Can you give us your guesstimate on what we should expect tonight from the State of the Union?
Well, the president's theme for the State of the Union is choosing greatness, and I think he's going to reach out to Democrats and say, we have an opportunity here. We have a lot of issues facing our country. We can do a lot of good for the American people if we can find common ground on issues we know we agree on, the opioid crisis, the increase in prices for pharmaceuticals. We know we have an immigration issue. There's so many things that we can work together on. Let's choose to do that instead of continuing to double down on obstruction and division.
Is it realistic to ask that? Because it's very similar to me to when they were going to sit down and try and negotiate an end to the government shutdown. But if one party chooses not to negotiate, if one party says, I'm not going to give you even $1 for a wall, how can you negotiate? How can you deal with people like that when they're not willing to? I mean, it takes two to tango, right?
It does take two to tango, and I do think it's important that the American people see that our president is doing everything he can to work across the aisle. He put forward a very bipartisan solution on opening the government, especially by putting DACA on the table, something that Democrats have championed getting a solution to, and they rejected that. And then they said, if you open the government, we will work with you, we will negotiate. He said, great, let's come to the table and negotiate. They're still not doing that. So Democrats continually refuse to compromise or move even an inch, and the American people get to see that our president is doing what we want him to do, which is trying to work with Democrats, trying to find compromise, and it's very clear that Democrats are the ones obstructing and resisting and preventing our government from functioning the way that it should.
Ronna McDaniel joining us, the chair of the Republican National Committee, joining us on Live and Local Now. And I want to ask you, because you just finished up your meetings, and people coming back, including Michelle Fiore and others from here in Nevada, were just absolutely energized by the RNC meeting. Can you talk a little bit about what happened there?
Well, we just had 168 RNC members in New Mexico. We had a fantastic meeting. We looked at what happened in 2018, what went right, what went wrong, and then we said we're going to go win in 2020, and we have to, because the Democrat Party is proposing policies that will hurt our country, it will bankrupt our country, and we have a vision and policies that are working. More jobs, wages are up, our military is being strengthened. We have a lot we can run on, and all 168 members also voted to support our president, who's led these historic results.
Ronna, will we hear about a lot of those results? I know in his stump speeches, his rally speeches, he will always take a portion of the speech to run down the jobs report, the unemployment rate, all of this stuff. Will we hear a lot of that tonight?
Well, it is the State of the Union, so I do think he needs to give a report on where the State of the Union is 2 years into the president's term. And the State of the Union is strong. We saw 304,000 jobs added last month. We have seen wages increase up over 3% the first time in a decade. So many good things. 4 million people are off of food stamps. So many good things are happening across our country. And there's a reason why. It didn't just happen. Democrats want you to think, oh, this all started in Obama. No, it didn't. It happened because we lowered our corporate tax rate. We're giving people more money to invest. We lowered the personal tax rate. And we put deregulation in place. So it allowed companies to hire more and to bring more people into their companies, and allowed our economy to grow. That is why this is happening, and that is why we're seeing this economic boom.
Again, Ronna McDaniel joining us, RNC chairwoman joining us, previewing tonight's State of the Union. I know you keep your ear to the ground. You talk to a lot of people all over the country. Do you get a sense that there are Democrats, maybe not in leadership in the United States Senate or the House of Representatives, but rank and file members of the Democrat Party that are willing to cooperate, that are willing to choose greatness, if you will? Do you sense that there is a group out there of Democrats that will work with this president?
I think there are Democrats who would like to work with this president. But they're so afraid of Nancy Pelosi that they won't step out of line. Nancy Pelosi punished people who didn't support her in her race for speaker. She didn't give them committeeships. She is somebody who expects you to be in lockstep with her or you will be penalized. And so while I do think there's a lot of Democrats, especially who won in congressional districts where Trump won, they would work with him and they'd be more common sense. Their leadership won't allow that to happen.
Let me ask you about February 15, because that is the deadline. There is another looming government shutdown. What is the sense you get from our conference committee that has met a couple of times? Staff has been meeting a bunch. Do you get a sense there's any breakthrough, maybe a breakthrough the president might talk about tonight?
Well, I think the president's hopeful that they will come up with some type of compromise and breakthrough. Listen, the Democrats, just in 2013, 54 of them supported $20 billion for more border fencing and more border security. We know we have an issue with asylum claims up 1,700% in the past 8 years. We have more families trying to cross. This is a crisis at our border. Drugs are coming across. We have people engaged in human trafficking. This is something we have to address. Democrats were very reasonable about this under the Obama administration, but not under the Trump administration. So I think these are things that have to be addressed, and the president's trying to lead forward. And the president's going to have to keep our country safe if Democrats won't come to the table. But he's trying to exhaust every option through Congress. We'll see what happens.
Is it possible the president might have a surprise buried in this speech? Is there something unexpected that we might expect?
You know, I have not had a preview of the speech, but with our president, anything's possible. So, you know, he doesn't like to do the same old, same old. So I would say there's definitely something possible. But you look at his guests tonight, he's having a family from Nevada there who just lost loved ones through the murder from somebody who was in our country illegally. I mean, these are things that are hitting the homes and the lives of people across our country on a daily basis. And the president is saying, let's just put aside our partisanship and do the common sense things that we know will keep our country safe and prosperous.
It'll be interesting to watch and hear the speech tonight. Rana, thank you so much. It's always fun to have you on. Next time you're out in the area, come on by. We'll have you in studio.
Will do. I love your great state. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Rana McDaniel joining us. She is chair of the Republican National Committee and previewing what to expect from the from the president's speech. I'm going to tell you, I think there might be a surprise there. Somewhere in that speech, I think. I really do. Coming up, we're going to take, and then we're going to go to, you know what we do in this half hour? It's called where you call in, you talk about what it is that matters to you. It might be something we talked about earlier in the show. Might be something we talked about earlier in the week, last week. Or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. We're going to go to the break just a couple of minutes early. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I think tonight's State of the Union is going to, the Democrats are going to make a mockery of it. There will be no standing up, no clapping on the Democrat side at all. The cameras will pan. You're going to see a lot of faces of disgust. And Nancy Pelosi is going to be, you know, right up there up front. And she will be making faces. You will see she will not stand. She will not clap. They're going to try to make a mockery of his speech. And it's going to be a disgusting show of the Democrats. That's all I got to say, Kevin.
Can I ask you a question, though? Do you think they'll do this in a very public way? I mean, like a walkout or booing or you know, you're lying or something like that?
I think there's going to be a lot of booing, a lot of, oh, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're going to see Nancy's face. I guarantee it. She's going to be making faces and look disgusted. And it's a terrible thing for the country to see, but the Democrats don't care. They just want to discredit this president as much as possible. And it's a terrible thing. It's going to be a terrible thing to watch. I'm 65 years old, so I've seen plenty, State of the Unions, but this is going to be, I just got a feeling this is going to be awful tonight.
Well, we will discover it together. Is it possible? Now, do you think these people will listen when the president reaches out with an olive branch and says, there are areas where we can work together? Do you think they'll actually take that olive branch and run with it, or will they push it aside?
They will push it aside, just like everything else. President Trump has tried. He's tried to give them what they wanted. Oh, if you give us time, if you reopen the government, we'll work with you. We'll talk. They haven't done anything. Their whole purpose, Kevin, is to resist this president for the next 2 years, as long as they're in power of Congress, and to discredit him as much as possible, so their party could possibly win in 2020. This is their whole purpose. Disrespect, discredit this president. So the Democrats, that's all they want. They want power. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about the American people. They just care about power. And you know what? I despise these people. I really do. I just despise them.
Well, Steve, I think a lot of people, a lot of Republicans feel the same way you do. That A, they don't trust these people. To a great degree, we despise them. Yet the president is going to come out tonight, and supposedly the theme is choosing greatness. And that together, we can all move forward. The problem is, as we were saying with Ronna McDaniel, it does take two to tango. And similar to what you were talking about, if you say, hey, end the government shutdown and we'll all negotiate. Negotiate implies compromise. It implies two sides not working against each other, but working together. And at least so far, we haven't seen much of that. Frank, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Big hear-hear to the previous caller. Changing subjects. Sorry, Kevin Wallers. Kevin, did you happen to get down on any under on anything on the Pooper Bowl?
No. In fact, this is one I did not bet. I had no clue. And you know what? I didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't care for either of these teams. Honestly.
Okay. No. Fair enough. Did your screener get the message to you on Friday that I liked one of the halves to go under?
Yes.
You get that message?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
You're amazing.
Boom. Okay. No. Kevin, when the Patriots had their second possession, it was 3rd and 9 to 3rd and 4. I forget what it was. And you're in my day, 99% of our football life, that was a great stick in the first quarter. It was a momentum mover, and he gets hit with a – in fact, the tailback for the Patriots, he was trying to regain his balance. He started to sit down, as a tailback will do. He went lower. And the defender gets hit with a 15-yard personal foul. This isn't the football we grew up with, Kevin. This is not football. Kevin, stay with me. The CTE, I know what they're trying to do. Kevin, you were a sophomore or a senior, somewhere between a sophomore and senior in college. I was between a junior and senior when they came out with the survey back in 1980 to 81. And it said, would you give up 10 years of your life to make it to the pros, whether it was acting, whatever you had to do to make it, would you give up 10 years of your life? Today's PC police would say you don't have a right to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are gladiators, Kevin. I'm listening. I want to engage you right now.
Well, I think they are trying to make the game kind of wussified, if you will. And, you know, now I can tell you, I know people that I watched growing up who had 6 knee surgeries and that we don't even know how many concussions they had. I mean, this was back before they started counting concussions. The deal is, these people are gladiators, but what do we do for them when they're 55 and they can't think and they can't walk and their back's killing them? And by the way,
they made millions. And there are NFL players and NBA players now doing projects saying, hey, it's embarrassing that you're bankrupt 3 to 5 years after you're out of the league. Kevin, you've got so many subjects to talk about. Love the show, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All I'll say is the National Football League has spent, I'd be willing to bet over the last few years, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe $1 billion on this whole concussion thing. But they made some of the rules, you know, hitting a defenseless receiver. I mean, that used to be like the equivalent, the football equivalent of the belt high changeup in baseball. You know, the guy sitting there, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we used to talk about in soccer what is called a hospital ball. It's one of those passes you make that because of the lack of pace, you know, the speed of the pass, that you make it to where the guy's going to get creamed. You know that. Everybody in the stadium knows that. It was called a hospital ball. And it's the same thing. There are passes, little swing passes, that if you make the receiver turn towards the quarterback, he has no momentum and he's going to get creamed. You throw the pass, it's kind of a hospital ball. Now, I want these people to be safe. And we've improved helmet safety and pad safety and things like that. But you still see receivers that don't wear knee pads, which to me is incredible. Then you wonder why so many of them end up with knee injuries. Duh. But this whole concussion thing, I worry about, because I've seen some of these players who played in the era before where we counted concussions, and it's sad. It's sad that it comes to that. I hope you enjoy the State of the Union, and tomorrow we'll talk about it. We'll also break down the speech. And by the way, there will be Nevadans there in the president's box. I think this is going to be a fascinating speech. All I'm asking is for the Democrats, let's give this president a chance, shall we? Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.